Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
And now we welcome in to the Home Team in Hamilton show our truest Braves reporter, Ben Ingram, joining us here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Ben, first and foremost, how are the ribs?
They're getting there, man. I told J-Chad this morning, I feel like I'm at about 90%. So I'm at 3 weeks and one day, so I think we're in the clear now.
Sleeping okay, laughing at jokes okay, any coughing that has made the ribs any sore than they've already been.
I no longer fear sneezing. That was my biggest concern. I'd rather had somebody come up and stomp on my foot than sneeze. I wanted no part of a sneeze. But I think we're good now, no pain, and maybe a little bit sore in the morning, but other than that, we're good.
Yeah, at 90%, Ben, you'll be cleared to play.
Exactly. Get me out there, man. Get me on the field. Give me a uni.
Our truest Braves reporter, Ben Ingram, joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. And Ben, first and foremost, we've now made it. First game coming up on Sunday. So what are we supposed to expect? Typically, spring training, pitchers get an inning. Folks don't get to play the entirety of the game. Guys need to get work in. Snit needs to see guys get work in. What should we expect the first game when they take the field against Tampa Bay?
It's such an appropriate question, because I think in a normal year, I could give you a straightforward answer. But we're going to see some things this spring that we've never seen before. A conversation that I had yesterday was about how there was a meeting amongst the managers that are in the Braves pod here in the Grapefruit League. And these are meetings that took place all around the league, where they were discussing how long games were going to go. Now, think about that, where we can dictate exactly how long a game is going to go. There aren't going to be near as many players down here as camp as you would have in a normal season. So, therefore, you won't get to the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th inning of games early in spring training and see guys who might be ticketed for AA or A-ball or guys that might be 2 or 3 years away from the big leagues. Those guys aren't there. So, I think in the first 2 weeks of spring training, you'll see lots of shorter games. You'll see 5-inning games, maybe 7-inning games. And these managers have the ability to dictate what they want to do given what they want to see. If there's a pitcher who has to get X amount of work in and there's 2 or 3 pitchers that they want to see and they accomplish that and it's the 5th or 6th inning, they can bang the game right there. Because this is all about just getting the work in for the players. So until we get to mid-March, I don't think you're going to see 9-inning games in spring training. So we'll see some shorter games. There will be innings where if a manager has seen enough from his pitcher, even if they're not 3 outs, they can say, you know what, that's enough for that half inning. Let's move the game along. So I think we'll see a lot of that. We'll be playing it by ear, really, the first few weeks of spring training. So those are some really interesting things that we'll see for the very first time, which means it's really specific for these starters, these key players, the guys that you will see in the big leagues this year, getting their work in, how do they look, and then we move on to the next thing.
Our truest Braves reporter, Ben Ingram, joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show on the Fan 680-93.7 FM.
Ben, I know you're going to be all over it in every aspect of the baseball team, but I'm wondering, you in particular, specifically what you'll be trying to watch as this spring goes along.
Well, I want to start with Mike Soroka, because when he is 100%, he's your best pitcher. He's the best that you have. He is your ace. He's your opening day starter. He's the guy who gets the ball game number one in the postseason, should you get there. So I know he's going to be optimistic. I know he's going to be talking about how good he feels and how strong he is, and that's great. I'd expect no less. I mean, this is a guy who has as good and as solid of a work ethic as anybody in that clubhouse. At 23 years old, I would expect that he'd be able to bounce back from the injury that he had last season quicker than just about anybody out there. That being said, the team has a responsibility to make sure that they see what they need to see and then make an evaluation on him. Is he ready for the first week of the season? Do you want to hold him out for the first 2 or 3 trips through your rotation? Do you want to be ultra cautious and sit him out for the first month? That's something that we'll have to see, and that's something that they'll continue to evaluate day by day. And it's not just Mike. I want to see the entire rotation where they are, because this is the first spring training that I can remember. And this is my 11th spring training with the Braves, where I went into this thing feeling like I knew who was going to be in each slot 1 through 5. I don't ever recall being able to say that before. So that's something I want to see. I certainly want to see how these guys in the bullpen, especially towards the end of spring training, start to look. Any results, any statistics, anything like that that I see from a position player, a pitcher, a reliever, to me it doesn't matter early in spring. And if I can take that a step further, if Freddie Freeman has an 0 for 20, if Marcelo Zuna is 1 for his first 25, I really don't care down here. Because when it comes to position players, it is about getting your work in. It is about getting ready for 162. I've seen so many players who had a very cold spring training who, once they said play ball for the regular season, looked like the guy that we expected them to look like. So that part doesn't really bother me. I think more of my attention is going to be towards the pitchers and where they look come March 10, March 20, March 30, and how their ramp-up is going, and if they're on schedule for where you expect them to be come April 1.
Truist Braves reporter Ben Ingram joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton Show on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM. What about the new guys and the new veterans? The Jake Lambs showing up, Kipnis showing up. Do they have to do anything, make any memorable moments, show Brian Snitker anything, or is that a kind of thing that you're just going to have to wait and see as time goes down and the train moves down the track?
See, I think what they do down here is going to be notable, and everything that I said about your starters not getting off to a good start at spring training, I think it's a little bit different for the guys who are competing for a spot. Their time is now. Freddie Freeman's going to be your first baseman. Ozzie Albee's going to be your second baseman. You know where Dansby and Marcel are going to be. For those guys, it's about just getting your work in. But for the other guys who are competing for a bench spot, and I find it really refreshing to be the first week of spring training and we're talking about the biggest concern being who's on the bench. I mean, to me, that's the sign of a pretty complete team. I feel like those guys have to be I think they have to be noticed. I think they have to do things that make you gravitate your attention towards them, because they're certainly competing the second that they put their feet on the ground here in Northport, because there's a job to be won. And I furthermore think that they're not just competing against the guys who are here in camp. They're competing against guys who could be released by other teams midway through March, third week of March, similarly to what the Braves did with Matt Joyce 2 years ago, where they picked him up with about 3 days left in spring training, and he was one of your biggest bench players that entire season. So there are always guys who could be released later in spring training by other teams that the Braves might be interested in, grab. So you if you're Jason Kipnis or one of these other guys, you want to make sure that you make an impression, not just against the guys you're in camp with, competing with, but whomever else they could go out there and grab later in March. I think there's a strong statement that those guys have to make, and it starts day one for them.
Truist Braves reporter Ben Ingram joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton Show via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.
Last thing for me, Ben, tell us, man, how does it feel to be off a whole year, being back in the booth, being able to put eyes and being up close to the players? How do you feel?
I can't tell you how good it feels, Joe. I sat down here at the – I mean, we walked into the booth just a second ago, and I'm sitting in the booth right now, window open. I'm watching the grounds crew put the batting cage up and take the tarp off the mound. The player's going to get out here and start working out in a little while. And Jonathan Chadwick is up here with me, and I turned to him and said, the last time we were in here was 9 a.m. March 13th, 2020. That was the day after Major League Baseball made the announcement that everything was going to be shut down for the rest of spring. 680 had myself, Kevin McAlpin, and Jonathan come up here and jump on the air for 30 minutes just to set the scene. And it went from a full booming spring camp to a ghost town that morning. So to be back for the first time since that announcement was made and see baseball activity, see the grounds crew doing what they would normally do, I don't see a cloud in the sky anywhere. And it is just an absolutely beautiful day, and the field looks spectacular. So all of these things are things I don't take for granted anyway, but I think they're a little bit more special right now. And just knowing that we're just a few days away from the very first game and seeing an actual camp and seeing everything on time and seeing and hearing conversations that you would normally have about a season that's five or six weeks away from opening day, it's so refreshing. And I hope we never have to go back through what we went through last year, not just for the game of baseball, but as a country altogether, and get back to the things that bring us joy, and baseball is certainly at the top of my list.
Well, we thank you for the info. We'll certainly be checking in with you. Great calls will be had with you, part of the Braves broadcast. So we're looking forward to getting these games in, seeing who the new complimentary pieces are, and getting closer to opening day. But it all starts with spring training on Sunday, and we're glad you're a part of it, and we're glad you're part of the team, Ben.
You got it, fellas. Thanks so much for having me.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.